1915 when the war was on. Man died in the trenches and his dad was gone. A soldier's hand pressed on the little boy's head. That's what a helmet feels like, is what the man said. And in 29, when the bottom fell out, it was Reds and riots and learning to shout. As a schoolboy, he ran with a radical crowd from a working class district that was brutal and loud. And he was 17 when the Gestapo came by. Some went on living and some had to die. And they took him away to an unknown fate, behind walls that were thick with blood and with hate. And they said he was lucky that he was so young. For the young and the reckless, they cannot live long. And the weak and the wicked, the hard and the strong, they tested the limits of right and of wrong. And it was so far down, it was so far down, it was so far down. They were digging ditches in the baking sun, trying to escape, but there was nowhere to run. When they needed more bodies, when the war had begun, so they took back his shovel and gave him a gun. In a penal battalion, he did what he could, a witness to evil, a struggle for good. And some were murdered, and some were enslaved. Some were discovered, and some were saved. And at the end of the war, when they opened the gate, he went back to that country of blood and of hate. Just a walking corpse, made of skin and bones, from a bombed-out city, left on his own. And he wrestled with demons and terrible fears, and slowly rose up through the terrible years. And he wrote for his soul, one word at a time, to remember the dead and remember the crime. And it was so far down, it was so far down, it was so far down. In that terrible night, with the demons around him, he put up a fight. But from the black-clad monsters, there was no chance of flight. And the demons closed in and put out the light. And it was so far down, it was so far down, it was so far down.